Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Die. Oh, happy Friday, December 19th. Christmas is almost here. I hope you are ready for it. I have a gift here that was given to me earlier this week for me and for the show.
Oh, you're kidding. So it's for all of us.
I'm going to think about it, though.
It depends on what it is.
Because I already know what's in it. Because I looked. Because it was for me, too. So, yeah. We're going to wait and see if you're a good boy.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll be a good boy.
I don't love that.
No, it's going to be part of show content.
Will I like it?
I'm not so sure.
Then I don't care.
I'm
going to be a bad boy.
I'm not concerned about if you like it. It'll be the experience of if you like it, because it's the same for me, because I don't know if I'm going to like it.
Ah, is it some sort of fragrance?
So they got the shooter, or so they say, the brown shooter. There's this video that's going around that is a guy who made a parody of standing in front of a pool of reporters, and he's taking questions, and the first thing he says is, okay, we're going to need you to stop calling this the brown shooter, and he implies this for, like, racial purposes.
Oh, okay.
I had to watch the whole thing and go to the comments just to be sure that it was parody. It was parody.
It is parody. Okay.
It is parody, but I, even when I saw enough confirmation that it was parody, I was like, but is it? We're here on the timeline of wokeness, and where, you know, when I'll be honest, when I say brown shooter, doesn't feel good. It makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
There was a shooting at Brown, and there was a shooter at Brown, and I watched this last night kind of unfold live. It's not very often that there are live news stories that are unfolding over the course of hours. How long did we dedicate? Well, it feels like it was an entire day that turned into months and months to OJ.
Oh, gosh. That could have been...
The actual chase. Like, from the time that was, everybody is glued to the television to see what was going on. Was
I
it
thought
hours?
That was... Oh, from the time he got in the Bronco.
I'm talking about when it becomes a live breaking news story. I mean, obviously,
yeah, probably
there's
hours.
A murder... And then all of a sudden, there's a white Bronco. And it took until a couple years ago for those Broncos to be popular again.
I didn't know that.
I want one. Well, Ford didn't make them.
I didn't know that either. Interesting.
Have you not noticed Ford Broncos everywhere?
No, I haven't. I don't pay that close of attention
there's
to cars.
There's like three of them in the parking lot.
Okay.
One of them was Dave Glover's.
Still didn't know that.
All right, Ryan, what have you noticed? What are you paying attention to these days? We could just talk about that.
I have a 2009 Taurus.
It's a nice car.
It's not new.
No.
So
is it run?
That's when I start paying attention, is whenever my oldest car was made. So I think I've missed about the last 15 years.
The coverage as it was unfolding yesterday, they had the Providence, Rhode Island press conference. Now, I'm not, I've said this before in the air, I'm not a true crime person. I'm not entertained by this stuff. I'm really actually kind of emotionally saddened by a lot of this stuff, the humanity of it. I feel the weight of that on my shoulders when I'm watching something like this. I'm thinking about the parents of the two individuals at Brown who were killed, about them watching this, if they're watching it or what they're paying attention to. Maybe they don't even care about that at that point. And then yesterday, right at the end of the show, there was an alert that said there might be a connection to that professor who was shot at his home in his hallway of his apartment building or whatever. An MIT professor murdered. And there were thoughts that maybe these could be connected. That question was asked at a press conference earlier in the week, or I guess it had been, today would have been day 7. And there was like, no, everything's fine. Everybody's safe. We don't think that there's any connection. Well, it turns out it was very connected because the guy took care of both these people. He's in his late 40s, I think, was a former student from Brown. He was here originally in the early 2000s on a student visa. He's a Portuguese national. And so a lot of questions are going to arise as to why this individual was still here. It sounds like he left Brown, and when he left Brown, his student visa would have not been in play anymore, but that nothing really changed on that. So how is this going to materialize? A ton of different type of conspiracies have been thrown out there as to why this happened. Was it targeted? Was this guy just disgruntled? A lot of those questions do not have answers right now, but they are good questions to ask. It was a strange dichotomy last night, if you watched any of this, to see the press conference take place in Providence, and then they went over to Massachusetts. And her name is Leah. What was her name? Leah Foley. Is a prosecuting attorney in Massachusetts, and I love her. I ended up reading about her last night. I found some like Vanity Fair article or something that was a Q&A. I've talked about this before, and I never really talk about it outside of the context of when it's happening. Or could talk about it when it's happening, and then it feels insensitive to do it. But it drives me crazy when the whole country, all the public, are waiting for a press conference to land because we want to know information about, usually, are we safe where we are right now? If this press conference is about a tragedy that's happened in your neighborhood, in your community, everybody else is trying to find out, like, what's the breadth of how big is this event? Is it very targeted? Are they just trying to make a statement? So everybody's waiting for this press conference because you want answers to these questions. It drives me crazy when usually it's an elected official goes up to the podium, takes the microphone, and spends the first 3 to 5 minutes talking about their office, their people, all the people who are involved in getting us to this point. It's like, tell us the facts of the matter first. I am not opposed to lauding and sharing gratitude for the men and women who put their lives on the line to try to solve these cases, to try to stop if you've got a suspect on the loose. I know, and I have full respect for the people who risk their lives to ensure our safety and to stop threats in their tracks. But there's always a mayor or a governor or an elected official who steps up to the podium and just starts patting. It comes off as if he's or she is patting themselves on the back. You don't see the rank and file who are the ones who are trying to navigate the storage unit to go see because the suspect is in there and it might be booby-trapped, but they've got to do what they've got to do to neutralize the threat. Those people aren't up there. It's the elected official who is commending all these people. It's just a priority out of order. Tell the American people what they came to the press conference to hear, and then keep everybody there until you've thanked everybody that you need to thank. And the Rhode Island, the Providence, the Brown University press conference was a swarm of people coming to the podium to answer different questions. There's a lot of different groups and entities, I understand that are involved in solving a case like this or getting them to the point where they are. It's just so disorganized. And it's the point does not feel like the purpose of it is to get information to people. It's kind of a, it's like a dog and pony show a little bit. Then they, it was like 10 minutes after the Rhode Island one was concluded, at least Fox, which is what I was watching last night live, they go to Massachusetts and Leah Foley is up there and I loved it. She comes out and she gives this concise, is it cut two here? Oh, no, that's the snap one.
No, she is.
I sent it to you here. Let's see. We'll I'll find it and I'll play it for you. She comes to the microphone and they go to her and she just gives like, here's what happened. Timeline of events. Fact, 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 over and over. And then at the end, she gets to the point where she's kind of like, you know, it takes a lot of coordination and a lot of brave men and women to get to this. Okay, well done. It was not sensational. It was fact-based. And then as she answered questions, you could tell she was moving through these questions and processing, what am I saying publicly right now? And what am I not saying publicly right now? Maybe there are things that they don't want to be made public quite yet. Maybe there are things that they know, but they have to be able to prove. Maybe there are things that are going to have to materialize in a series of evidence-based, you know, a fact pattern to get to the point where they can conclude with some sort of proven fact. And they don't want to give away the whole game if they're going to have to go to court. I don't know if they're going to have to because this guy shot himself last night.
I wonder if that's something that bothers us more because we're in the news and we're trying to honor your time. We know that, hey, we're on 3 hours a day, but you might be only listening for 15 minutes. We want to deliver to you the news as we get it. And you know, but you know what bothers me is not when it's the small town police officer who's thrust into the national spotlight because something happened in their town. They don't really know how to handle these things. It's when it becomes a big news story and you have big politicians or people who are social climbers getting involved because they know it's national news. And then they're up there lauding themselves and their departments and they're trying to lift other people up before delivering that news to you. That does drive me crazy.
Yeah, probably a little extra sensitive to it. But I just feel like this should be press conference 101. Get to the facts of the matter.
Sure.
Tell these people. We live in a society where people prioritize themselves always. So like if this is the season for cocktail parties and, you know, 5 minute long conversations. Have you ever gone to one of those conversation or parties and had a cocktail like setting where you go from one person to the next, you ask people about something about their life and nobody ever asks you about yours.
Mm-hmm.
It's very noticeable when people invest in you first. So that's a societal thing, not just a press conference thing, but you would think that people in professional communications would understand a little bit more of what I'm talking about here. Here's Leah Foley. Listen to this.
And shooting at students, killing Ella Cook and Mohammad Aziz Umerzakov, and injuring 9 others. Between December 13th and December 14th, Niz Valente returned to Massachusetts. On December 15th, he murdered MIT professor Nuno Luriero at Luriero's home in Brookline, Massachusetts. At some point while he was in Massachusetts, he switched the plates on the Nissan Sentra to an unregistered plate out of Maine. Immediately following Professor Luriero's murder, Niz Valente drove to a storage facility in Salem, New Hampshire, where he had rented a storage unit in November of this year. Since the December 13th shootings at Brown and the December 15th shooting in Brookline, state, local, and federal law enforcement officials have been working hand in hand around the clock to identify the shooter and prevent him from inflicting further harm. I have said this before and will continue to believe when law enforcement agencies work together, crimes are solved and the public is protected. The information we provided to you tonight would not be possible without the dedicated men and women of law enforcement in multiple districts throughout New England, including the FBI, ATF, HSI, the U.S. Marshals Service, Massachusetts State Police, Rhode Island State Police, Providence Police, Brookline Police, and the Brown University Police.
What a masterclass. It's not sensational. It's fact forward, and I don't know. Other people probably don't like this. I really appreciate that when she was going through and answering questions, it just looked like she was going to find the correct information to provide the fullest answer that she could and moving on. And it also kind of looked like she wanted to get out of there. Well, I don't know why. I like her a lot.
Look, we live in an entertainment culture, so most people think that if there's a camera on or a microphone on, you have to be entertaining. And we do this. I mean, we're entertainers in part, but we don't expect a police officer to be an entertainer.
No. And when they are, it's like...
It's weird. Yeah, you don't have to do this.
You don't have to do that. A U.S. attorney appointed by Trump in Massachusetts, like I said, I read about her. I think we will know more about Leah Foley down the line. She has this interview, this question and answer interview. I think it was in Vanity Fair. I'll have to find out and correct myself if I was wrong on that. But she never says she's Republican. She says, I'm not a politician. I'm a prosecutor. My job is to prosecute crime. And I will work with anybody who will help me prosecute crime. And she's just incredibly principled and seems very good at what she does. She kind of reminds me of maybe a pre-politician Trey Gowdy. And I like Trey Gowdy. I know a lot of people have thoughts on him that they think he didn't do politically what they wanted him to do. But he would say, it's because I'm not a politician. I'm a bad politician. All right, let's take a quick break. YouTube live chat poll for today. Who is harder to buy gifts for, men or women? Ethan has some strong thoughts on this, so we'll talk about it with him here in a little bit. Go vote. Tell us what you think. You can text us as well at 314-241-9797. We're going to get to a year in review here pretty soon. Talk about some of the biggest stories of 2025 and also maybe some prediction as to what we think will happen in 2026. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Today, I'm pleased to announce that I will be signing an executive order to reschedule marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 controlled substance with legitimate medical uses. We have people begging for me to do this, people that are in great pain. For decades, this action has been requested by American patients suffering from extreme pain, incurable diseases, aggressive cancers, seizure disorders, neurological problems, and more, including numerous veterans with service-related injuries and older Americans who live with chronic medical problems that severely degrade their quality of life.
So this is an announcement that President Trump made yesterday regarding the reclassification of marijuana. This was happening maybe towards the end of the show in the 2 o'clock hour yesterday. And, you know, we are not like, if you're coming to the show for the latest in pot news, thank you for your trust. And I'm sorry. I'm not really like up on the marijuana news. This seems like something that came out of the blue. It seems to me like something that maybe isn't like, why are we doing this right now, right before Christmas? What's the impetus for making this a main headline story? So at the signing in the Oval Office when he reclassified it, he was asked some questions
about
it.
Some GOP lawmakers have written to you in recent days saying they're concerned this executive order could normalize drug use for youth. How would you respond to them?
You're talking about this particular today? Well, I think I'd let one of the doctors respond to it because he can do it a lot better than me. But I can only tell you that when you see polls of 82% of the people want this, when I have friends that are really, really sick and they've gone through, I guess you could say, unfortunately, I don't want to become too involved in it because I don't want it happening. But these are people that really know what's going on. Very smart people. This is one of the most successful people in the country and a very brilliant guy. And when they go through this horrible ordeal of cancer or other things and they realize that this is something that makes them feel better without all of the side effects of some of the drugs where you're just totally knocked out and out of it. But I'd like to have one of the doctors maybe respond because you people do it better than anybody.
I'm happy to respond. Yes. I mean, and my answer is we have had cannabis scheduled for how long? And it hasn't protected neither the adolescents nor the adults. We have 20 million people in the United States with a cannabis use disorder. This is not legalizing it. It's making easier to do research so that we can use it when it is indicated and optimally.
So it's also a big part of this is research. In other words, you'll now have a much larger sample and you'll be able to see if it's as good as many people say it is. I mean, people say it is beyond good and you'll be able to find that out now.
Yeah, those people are probably high. I'm just kidding. This stuff is great, man. This is so good.
Do you what Trump just did.
Trump's never had a drink of alcohol.
No.
So it's not like, you know, well, I won't take the cheap shots here, but Donald Trump is not a user. He's actually condemned any sort of drug and alcohol use for himself or for his children. He repeats this when he's like kind of talking in like a profile sense of himself as a man, as a human, of which some people don't believe he is. He's always saying, you know, I say to my grandkids, no drinking, no drugs, over and over and over again. He's very clearly in this, in the Oval Office here, very clearly stating that this is a medical use, which I respect. If somebody is given relief from pain, from cancer treatments or whatever, and marijuana does it, I pay no mind to what those people do. It's not my business. And I would not be like, shame on you. You should suffer. That's not happening. I do question how many people who use marijuana are like, I need it for medical purposes. When it's like the first thing you try, as opposed to going for a walk and being outside in the sun or that type of thing. I'm not their medical providers either. So who am I to suggest one thing or the other? I've said this over and over and over again. I've never partaken.
Yeah, partaken.
Mm-hmm. Partaken. I'm actually high right now. Sorry,
Dad. First time.
No, yes, right here, right now. I was like, Trump said it was okay.
Let's go.
Yeah. I've never partooken in any kind of marijuana form. I've been curious since they legalized it in Illinois. I've told this story before, but my husband looks at me with great disdain when I even suggest that I feel like there could be a benefit for it. So I've never done it, and I don't have any intention to do it, but I don't know what the rest of my life holds. And I'm going to tell you what, if my husband were suffering from something like that and some sort of cannabis would provide him comfort and ease, I'd be like, do it, give it to him, and give it to him right now. So is this the gateway to the gateway drug? I don't know. It's a big story, and I'm going to highlight some stories here throughout the course of the show from 2025 that I think are going to be impactful stories. This just happened. It happens the week before Christmas. But I would assume that in the medical world, this is a big deal.
I have only partaken in medical cocaine, and that is for my condition known as day trading.
What a loser. That version of you. That's not who you are.
Day trader Ryan.
You draw the line at pot.
Wall Street apes, man. That's what we are. It's what we do.
Apes together strong.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Now, if I'm in the minority of this audience that is listening right now, then carry on. In the event that I'm not, what?
Don't worry about it. If you've never ridden that train, you just get on. You go where it goes.
I have not ridden that train.
Okay.
Is this like the Dan Flashes shirt? Do I not get it?
No. I'm not really sure.
No, this is like...
It's just Wall Street lingo.
This week, I got another comment on that stupid Dan Flash's shirt video.
I love this.
And it's like, why could she not just get out of the way? And I'm like, I didn't know it was a joke. And people listening right now are like, I don't know what you're talking about. There's a shirt that Ryan wore. And I can only describe it as a bowling alley shirt that you would wear that had a 1990 screensaver on it. And stars or something, or moons.
It had all those like moving pipes from Windows 95.
And you wore it, but I didn't know that it was a shirt from some sort of inside joke from where?
I think you should leave. The sketch comedy show with Tim Robinson.
I don't even know any of those words.
Mm-hmm. In which there is a sketch where he wears that shirt.
There's a whole bit. And Ryan did the whole bit on the show, but Ryan's so goofy most of the time that I didn't know that he wasn't just being Ryan.
And I didn't tell her on purpose.
Yeah. And so I'm like, what are you talking about? And then, of course, we made it a YouTube short, and the people who got the joke literally think I'm the dumbest person on the face of the planet.
Well, there's one step in there that you missed. It was after the show, I went to Brad and said, Brad, make that into a video and watch what happens.
Oh, you get the credit for it, huh?
I think so.
Yeah, you get all the credit. And all the blame.
Brad, make Wall Street Apes into a video today. And we'll see what happens.
Is it a thing?
No.
It's not to that extent.
Yeah, it's Bitcoin Bros kind of?
Bitcoin Bros. You remember the GameStop thing where a bunch of individuals bought GameStop's stock to screw over
I feel like all of the people we're talking about right now are going to be super pumped about yesterday's executive order.
Yeah.
Just take a break. I'll go find another story, one that we maybe know more about. Recreational drugs, not really the thing. But in addition to the understanding that marijuana was reclassified yesterday from the Trump administration, surrounded by doctors and or people wearing white coats. I'm assuming they're all doctors. They might have had some extra coats. Is that Marco Rubio? What's he doing back there? Reclassified, and if you heard the medical professional there who spoke with some beautiful kind of accent, I don't know what that was.
I don't know if you've heard, but Marco Rubio is now the Health and Human Services Director, too. He took on that title as well.
Why?
I'm just joking, because he is like 15 hats.
Health and Human Services is
Kennedy. RFK, yes, I'm just kidding.
That's not... Oh, God. This is going to be a long show. I hope you'll stick with me and us as we march towards the weekend before Christmas. Who is it harder to buy for, men or women? Go to the NFR YouTube chat and vote in our live chat poll. We'll be right back.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So if you're thinking about 2025, what are the biggest stories that stick out to you?
2025, I mean, the big inauguration.
Well, yes, certainly. Trump.
Yeah.
I think the big beautiful bill is probably the culminating factor of the administration for the year. Certainly domestically. But when you think about all the different stories that we've covered, there have been quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there have. I would say Trump's use of tariffs has been a big news story. It's kind of ongoing. Is that in there? Do we have a list? Is that where we're going here? Or do we have a list of like the biggest stories?
I'm just asking generally.
I would say tariffs, and I would say in the last few months, I would say international stories. You know, bombing Iran was a big story this year.
Midnight Hammer.
Ukraine and Russia continues to be kind of a thorn in the side. I don't know if there's like any major news story there, but I think a lot about the international stories more than I do the domestic. Yeah.
Charlie Kirk is on there for
sure. Oh my gosh. Yes, of course.
The shutdown. Oh man. What else?
Here's a clip from April 21st. And the reason why I put this out there is because do you remember that Donald Trump was inaugurated and he was basically walking away from Carrie Underwood there inside the Capitol? Remember how cold it was? It was so cold they moved it inside. I think that had more to do with safety reasons than anything else. But like in his first press conferences, they're like, what are you going to do about the price of eggs? And he's like, I don't know, but I just got here. Maybe you should have been asking about the price of eggs during the election. Maybe that would have been helpful. This is April 21st.
Boy, prices are down. Groceries are down. Eggs, which you hit me so hard, I'll never forget. The first week in office, they were screaming at me about eggs. I said, what's going on with eggs? They were doubling and tripling. I said, I just got here. They were up like double, triple, and you couldn't get any. They said, you won't have eggs for Easter. Well, you can have all the eggs you want. I'll tell you, Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, did a great job. And the egg prices are down 87%. But nobody talks about that. You can have all the eggs you want. We have too many eggs. In fact, if anything, the prices are getting too low. So I just want to let you know, prices are down. Gasoline yesterday in three states hit $1.98 a gallon. And it looks like it's at a level that it hasn't seen since my 4 years. So it's about we're going to be averaging $2.25 very soon. So I just want to let you know, though, because I keep hearing about prices and inflation. Prices are coming down, not going up. Only the fake news says they're going up. The only thing that's even are interest rates. And if we had a Fed chairman that understood what he was doing, interest rates would be coming down, too. He should bring them down. Yeah, please.
So right now I'm looking. Well, that's just Missouri. Let's see. What is the current national? I'm going to do that. National. It's saying that the current average price of gas in Missouri is $2.53. The current national average is $2.88. So certainly in less than a year amount of time, the president has made reasonably tangible positive changes towards those things that are consumables.
That's very exciting.
Eggs, gas. It's the reason why I want to highlight this as an important story of 2025, eggs, is because it was only a story for the leftist agenda-driven media right after President Trump got elected, when there is no way that anything he did had anything to do with the cost of eggs. That it became a story because Donald Trump was there. You might remember, I don't remember if it was like bird flu or something. There was a huge, they had to wipe out a bunch of the supply because of some sort of diseased birds or something like mm-hmm. that. Which also, supply and demand, the supply got obliterated. So, of course, the price of eggs goes up. But it only became a story when Donald Trump got into office. And in April, he was already talking about the price of eggs going down. So to the point that a leftist might come on here and make and say to me, Annie, you just made the point yourself. The price of eggs didn't come down because Donald Trump did anything. The price of eggs came down because the supply came back up. I think we might have even imported eggs from Europe. I'm sort of recalling that. If you're telling me that the price of eggs didn't come down because of Donald Trump, will you at least concede that the price of eggs wasn't way high because of Trump? So either the price of eggs is important or it isn't. And the biggest problem that we've had for over 10 years now that Donald Trump has been on the scene politically is that everything, the gravitational pull of one Donald Trump is the axis with which these leftists' world rotates on. It's not reality. It's a deranged form of reality. And I think that the egg story is one of the most obnoxious versions of how they, like a shiny squirrel object, they see something, they feel like they can pin it on Donald Trump. They have no shame. They have no restraint. They just run to their social media platforms, the few of them that still have agenda-driven leftist media outlets. A lot of them are now doing podcasting because their networks are failing. They run there, and they're willing to throw out this story that the price of eggs is outrageous because Donald Trump, and there is an audience for that. If your goal is to get clicks and views and comments and likes and subscribes, which now would be a great time for you to come subscribe to the Annie Fry Show because we're very close to 13,000.
Like 40, great time. To
less
do that.
Than 40. Gosh. That is really why I'm here on the radio. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. The only intent of saying something like that is because you know there are people who will consume it. In 4 weeks, in 6 weeks, the price of eggs comes down for some reason, and the president speaks on it. They have, like, again, zero shame. They will come out and say, Donald Trump didn't do that. The supply was restocked because we imported eggs from Europe, and the bird flu disease thing was able to recover. So Donald Trump causes eggs to go super high on day one of his presidency, and then they come down for some reason, and he doesn't get any credit for that. All the blame, never the credit. None of it is real. It's a fabrication. It's an illusion that is being presented to people so that they get their daily dose of TDS. Who needs pot anyway? Probably those people.
And you today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, not anymore.
You're past that today.
Good.
Okay, good.
I'm kind of hungry.
I'll get you some animal crackers.
There's some Funyuns out there.
Go to town.
Man. I'm not high. Just this is a joke. I've never partooken. That's what I've said. All right, let's take a quick break. The B or not the B? When we come back in Wiggins America, how do you grade this one you've got set up for today? You didn't do the. Did you take the one I sent you?
No.
Okay, good. After I said that, I was like, oh, I don't want him to do that.
It was on the line.
Said a female anatomy part that I don't want to say out loud on the air. But it was a good one.
It is a funny one.
All right. Is it good? You got a good beat?
This is a great week because a lot of Christmas-themed stories.
Okay.
And they're funny. And the real ones are severe, too.
Oh, no. All right. The Bee or Not the Bee on the Annie Fry Show next.
Spirit bride, I'll dry your eyes with candy skies and warm cherry delight. With highfalutin.
Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins.
The Bee or Not the Bee.
All right, these are a series of stories that are either real or they're from the Babylon Bee, which would make them fake news, satire news, and a lot of Christmas news this
or
week.
Or just a little ahead of their time.
Sometimes. A lot of times. I'm going to read the headline. You tell me which one is which, whether they are real or fake. First one is, atheist looks forward to the warmth and cheer of arbitrary cultural traditions with no transcendent meaning.
Ooh. B.
B.
Indeed, this is the B. Quoting the atheist, it says, quote, I'm just so happy that I get to soak up all the decorations put up to celebrate nothing, really, if you think about it, Bard said, turning a candy cane around so as not to make it look like a J. Quote,
harder to hang on your tree that way.
The shopping season is one of my personal highlights every year because I get to remember how ultimately useless this finite material existence is. Happy holidays, everyone. That's the first one. Second one, tell me whether this is real or fake. Fulton County admits it illegally certified 315,000 ballots in the 2020 election.
Real.
Yeah, this is real.
This is real.
Also Christmas themed.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Especially you, Democrats.
Usually takes about 6 months for conspiracy theories to come true, which you just mentioned at the beginning of this segment. This one took 5 whole years. FYI, this is Fulton County, Georgia's largest county by population. Remember when the pipes burst in Atlanta? Earlier this month, though, Fulton County admitted that approximately...
That was the first song before the lights went out in Georgia.
Correct.
And they were like, I don't know. It just doesn't really... It's not as catchy. When the pipes went out in Atlanta.
Fulton County admitted that approximately 315,000 early votes from the 2020 election were illegally certified.
Whoops.
But were nonetheless still included in the final results of that election.
You know, I'm really glad that in December of 2025, we've gotten to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we just kind of dust it off and move on, though, right? The admission came during a December 9th hearing before the Georgia State Election Board, stemming from a challenge filed by David Cross, a local election integrity activist. Cross filed a challenge with the SEB in March of 2022. It is now almost 2026, and they just admitted it. By the way, if you're doing the math, Joe Biden won Georgia by less than 12,000 votes.
Yeah, you don't need to get all the votes. Just find me 12,000.
Yeah, or 315,000. Not that we know how those votes went, but they're Fulton County, which is heavily Democrat. A very populous county. The most populous in Georgia.
Funny. Willis.
Well, she was worried, though, about election integrity and people questioning an election.
I don't really know that integrity is high on her list of worries.
Really?
It's just...
I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree.
Bunch. I know. The Fannie Willis poster in your office is just a little much, though. Go on.
Yeah, that was hard to find, that poster. They don't make those.
You know a person who can get you things, though. Dang it, now I got to get you a new poster.
If I have a Fannie Willis poster in my office after the holidays.
It's happening. I'm going to have a a monthly poster for you to hang up.
That's going to be great, right? Because I'm in the office with Mark Cox.
Yeah.
So it'll be Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan, Fannie Willis.
I'll get it. I can probably AI a picture of Mark Cox in the backwards Fannie Willis dress. See how long it takes him to notice. That dress, for the record, was not backwards.
See how long it takes him to notice. He's going to walk in the office and 3 weeks later go, is that me in a backwards dress?
No, he's
going to
walk
Fannie
in and
Willis.
Go, damn, I look good. Take a swig of bourbon and walk back
that.
Out. And he'll walk in and be like, that was a wild night.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Mark.
Is that
Merry
a real
Christmas.
Picture? Yeah.
Thanks for coming last
Are you
week
listening?
To the food drive.
Text
no,
us.
Please don't. Don't tell him. Don't text him.
South Pole elves making cheap knockoff toys for half the price.
Real? Oh, China.
Is it? South Pole elves.
B.
Making cheap knockoff toys for half the
you
price.
You said South Pole elves a little slower just to make sure that I understood that they were from the South Pole before
right.
I answered real quick.
Right.
There aren't even elves at the South Pole, man. Ryan, they're at the North Pole.
No, these are South Pole elves.
I hear they're more fun.
Well, listen to this article and you can tell me.
Okay.
It says, quote, Santa at the North Pole might have had the Nintendo Switch 2, but we have the fun game time electronic play device, said one of the supervisors at the South Pole factory. It's basically the same thing. You can download all the games off the dark web.
Okay. That's just what we called the 90s.
The Better Business Bureau reported that the Antarctic Toy Shop has received several complaints of shoddy business practices, including overworking the elves, recruiting penguins to deliver merchandise without pay, and ignoring common safety protocols as they chase after the almighty dollar. According to sources, Santa became furious when he found out his business was being undercut by, quote, those Southie communists.
Oh, no.
All right, we got time for one more.
I mean, we could do whatever. I don't care. You got to ask Brad.
We're just going to roll right through the top of the hour then. Sorry,
no,
Fox News.
No, no, we're not.
2025 pennies sold for $16 million.
Oh, man. Fake?
This is too bizarre to be not real.
Fake?
Real.
This is real, you okay. guys. You might find this hard to believe, but just under 700 pennies were sold at auction last week, and they went for a whopping $16.76 million. Yes, the penny is no longer being minted.
A single penny? So a 2025.
Well, there were multiple pennies, but they were the last ones off the line.
Okay.
They're the last pennies to be minted.
So if you find a 2025 penny, you should keep it.
2025 pennies look to be collector's items now.
People are begging for pennies at stores. I've seen signs up in shop doors like, hey, give us your pennies. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.